From Colorado Public Radio, I'm Ryan Warner, and this is Colorado Matters. Each day brings new surprises for scientists who are digging at the Ziegler Reservoir in Snowmass. Just yesterday, they unearthed a second Columbian mammoth, and over the weekend, they pulled the skull and horns of a gigantic Ice Age bison from the muddy silt. This unfolding discovery started in mid-October when a construction worker uncovered the bones of a first Columbian mammoth. Since then, researchers have found bones from what they believe are five mastodons and several other mammals.
It is one of the most amazing discoveries the Denver Museum of Nature Science has ever been involved with.
That's Kirk Johnson, the museum's chief curator. We caught up with him while he was in Snowmass working at the site late last week and asked him to describe what it looks like.
So the Ziegler Reservoir is just above New Snowmass Village, and it's a small 11-acre reservoir that supplies the water for Snowmass. It's just above the town. And they've drained the reservoir to deepen it, decrease its capacity. And while doing that, Jesse Steele, one of the bulldozer drivers, tipped up some bones. And upon inspection, those bones turned out to be the bones of a juvenile Columbian mammoth.
I imagine that he probably made a call to someone he thought might know what these were. Was that you?
He definitely called the Colorado Geological Survey, and they called us, and pretty rapidly we deployed some people up there. And sure enough, by the time we got to Snowmass, they had a number of bones, the lower jaw, vertebrae, ribs, part of the tusk, even the hyoid bone or the neck bones of a young juvenile mammoth. So we thought, that's great. Let's see what we can do about this. And over the last couple of days, the count's gone up. Just last week, we found the remains of a bison. We also found the remains of a giant ground sloth and a remains of a small deer-like animal. So right now, the site is producing discoveries at a pretty regular rate, and we don't know what else is in the ground there.
What is the difference between a mammoth and a mastodon?
Both mammoths and mastodons are extinct elephants that lived in North America. They mammoth is a larger animal. They got to 10 tons in size and up to 13 feet tall. A mastodon is sort of a shorter, more squat animal, maybe up to 8 tons, maybe 8 or 10 feet tall. They both have tusks. The mastodon is primarily a forest and bog animal that eats tree leaves and branches. And the mammoth is more of a savanna animal that grazes on grass.
And did they live at the same time?
They certainly did. They lived at the same time all across North America. And but you don't usually find their skeletons together, usually because the mammoths are found in grassland areas and the mastodons are found in forest areas. In Colorado, over the last 100 years, we've had about 103 mammoth discoveries and about 4 mastodon discoveries. So at the site up here in Snowmass, we're finding more mastodons than mammoths, which sort of bucks the state trend. Or put it another way, we found more mastodons in Snowmass in the last week than we have in the last century in Colorado.
You say both these creatures, mammoths and mastodons, had tusks. Just for scale, how big is, let's go with a mammoth tusk?
A mammoth tusk can be absolutely huge. They can be as long as 13 feet and something like 10 inches in diameter at the base of the tusk. They often have a big, swooping, arcing curl to them. So these things, you know, if you had found one on a live animal, you'd have a tusk that weighed hundreds of pounds. The tusks of the mastodon tend to be shorter and straighter and a little bit more stout at the base. So when we're digging these things out of the reservoir, we found a number of tusks, and often they're broken into chunks, so they look like chunks of cordwood. They might be 2 feet long or 4 feet long, so it's not immediately apparent whether you're looking at a mammoth tusk or a mastodon tusk.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and the chief curator at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is with us. That's Kirk Johnson. He's not at the museum right now. He's up near Snowmass, that's near Aspen, at this mammoth find. I'm sorry, Kirk. I told myself I wasn't going to make that pun, but
it's hard to resist.
I'm only going to do it the once. So, is there any indication why they're all together? What happened? I mean, was there some kind of fiesta going on, and then bad news came?
You know, whenever you find a lot of animals fossilized together, you have to sort of look. It's like a crime scene. You try to pick apart what happened to cause all those animals to be there. And in the case of Ice Age animals, you often wonder if humans were involved. You know, we've found sites like Folsom, New Mexico, where spear points were found associated with Ice Age bison, and the Dent site near Denver, where spear points were associated with Ice Age mammoths. So we know that humans in North America were hunting and killing large Ice Age animals. And so one of our questions goes, is there any evidence of human activity here? The other possibility is there's sorts of natural traps, holes that animals fall into, like the La Brea tar pits, where they get mired in the tar and can't escape. And there's things like floods that cause animals to die and be buried. So we're working right now just to try and uncover what caused all these animals to be buried in this, what is now a reservoir above Snowmass Village.
What is the condition of these bones or these fossils?
These bones are exquisitely preserved. They're not petrified. They look and feel like bones. Some of them even coming out with a whitish color, just like a bone. A lot of them are stained brown or black, but if you crack them open, as many of them have broken open during the excavation, you can see the delicate structure of the inside of the bone. They're exquisitely preserved, and the young mammoth is actually preserved in a layer of spongy peat, and the peat itself has the original leaves and cone scales and fossils of beetles, iridescent beetles. So it's an amazingly well-preserved site, and that's not atypical for Ice Age sites that are buried in the bottoms of ancient lakes, because these things were buried under cold water, and they've basically been under the ground and moist since they were buried, which means when we bring them to the surface, we have to really work hard to preserve them, because the tendency is to dry out, and when they dry out, they can actually crumble.
Is this site under some kind of protection? Are you eager to get these out before the public, or keeping the public away?
No, we're doing a variety of things. The site is owned by the Snowmass Water and Sanitation District, and the district then is a subdivision of the government of Colorado. So the bones are owned by the citizens of Colorado, and the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is a state repository. So we're working directly with Snowmass Water and Sanitation, and they're cooperating with us very well. They have managed the site superbly since they discovered it, and for the last a couple of weeks, they've been displaying the bones in their office here in Snowmass Village, and they've had thousands of people come to see these bones. And over the last 3 days, we've had museum educators working up and down the Roaring Fork Valley, and our educator Samantha Sands, who we now call Sammammoth Sands, has visited over 5,000 school kids in the last 3 days.
Displaying these.
Huge amount of interest in the Roaring Fork Valley, and the Valley is working very closely with the museum to make sure that the science is preserved, the bones are preserved, and that the Valley really gets the educational impact from this amazing discovery.
Will they come to Denver?
Yeah, absolutely. The bones are going to come to Denver to be preserved. As I said, the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is a state repository, so the treasures of the land, the fossils, the dinosaurs, those kinds of things, are stored in the vaults at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. It's probably going to take us on the order of a year to properly dry these bones out and preserve them. If you do it fast, they crumble, and that's the last thing we want to do is do a quick and sloppy job in preserving the bones.
Well, Kirk, thanks so much for checking in with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Ryan, and check back because this is a developing story.
Kirk Johnson is chief curator at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.